information that we've got at the moment is that the staff have been told they have a choice of two places, Ballybuffet or Remelton, and make this decision by Friday. We're pretty annoyed about it. They could have informed us what's happening. It's not what the HSE promised to do when they told us down through the years. They'd always keep us in the loop and keep us up to speed on what's happening. But at the moment, we feel that they're doing stuff and it's going at a high speed. And the COVID-19 has been used as a cloud to get this thing done. We understand that the unions are down there this afternoon talking to the workers. It's not looking too good, Donald. And at the same time, they're doing repairs on the roof and they've cut some trees, as far as I know, and also they're doing up some of the rooms upstairs. So speculation can run wild.
Given what HICWA had to say in recent reports, in its current form, Lifford was not going to survive as a community hospital. And what you're really asking the HSE is, what is going to happen with Lifford Hospital? What are the plans and what are the health provision plans for the Lifford area?
The other thing too, there was an ambulance always based in Lifford, and that's been transferred to Ballybuffet. So there's a lot of stuff going on that the HSE are not telling the public. And if you don't tell people what's happening, everybody comes up with their own idea. And that causes a lot of anxiety.